September 24th, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha podcast episode 2 on this night, this week of this glorious September month, which really was an extension of our summer, although there were a few nights and some cool temperatures crept in on a couple occasions, but otherwise a beautiful month. I am your host, Don Brown. I don't know if I mentioned that in the first segment, but coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and This Week in Waukesha is a production of Civic Media, and in that spirit, I'm proud to have the mighty Max Martinson as my producer, and we are back with my guest, Kenny Machieski of the Black and Blue Hearts, his second appearance on the concept This Week in Waukesha. He was on the radio show a couple years ago when he introduced, it was like the first song from the Black and Blue Hearts, right?
It was the first single release that actually hits streaming. Yeah.
Yep. So, and in the previous segment, in segment one of This Week in Waukesha, we played the latest song he has out called Little Man, which, you know, talks about some of the self-doubts or trials we have as parents. And so I thought it was a very timely, very appropriate piece for, I think, what I know I'm going through in my time of life, having adult children and one child left in high school, one daughter, just like you. Your daughter is a senior or junior? I forget.
She's a sophomore, actually.
A sophomore. That's what my daughter is. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Did I see you just got the prom ask? Did I see that on your social media?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we are excited. I wasn't expecting it. And my daughter was kind of tipped off, but we didn't think it was going to happen. That originally the word was that he was going to go to a volleyball game at New Berlin Eisenhower, but I think he probably felt more comfortable ringing our doorbell. So, but yeah, really nice guy. And then they've been friends for a long time. And he came with my daughter's best friend and her boyfriend, and her best friend's boyfriend. They've known each since they were little kids. When their big brothers played football together, they'd play around, run around Waukesha South while the boys are practicing. And it's neat that they, you know, growing up, that they're all friends. And yeah, this boy seems really nice. He was over the moon, and of course, she was excited too. So yeah, we're thrilled. And that homecoming takes place in a couple of weeks. When's Wes's homecoming, or did that happen already?
No, Wes is coming up. I want to say, not this weekend, the next weekend. I'm thinking about that.
That's what it is. Yeah, it might be the same weekend then. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it might be the same.
Yeah.
I keep up with my kid's calendar, and I can't. Yeah, it's the 4th at West.
There it is. Yep. Same. Yep. So speaking of West, Kenny reminded me what's going on there on that Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 28th, I think it is.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because we were talking about the March Fest is going on Saturday at South, which, you know, obviously Waukesha West is going to be at that event marching as well.
Yeah.
But on the 28th, Waukesha West has their event, the Fox River Invitational. So, and I think South will be there marching, West will be there marching. I don't know the rest of the roster. I'm the announcer for it. I should. but if you hear a voice coming from the announcing booth over the speakers on Sunday, that's me over at Waukesha West.
That's good. Yeah. So, and then, like I said, March Fest is Saturday, the 27th. And then Friday, the 26th, is what's called South Fest, which is a nice, like, it's a fun carnival that the students put on at Waukesha South that precedes the big crosstown rivalry, North against South. So it'll be a fun night. And, it's been a fun fall this summer. And it definitely takes me back to my youth. I think fall is always my favorite time of year because school is starting up and football season and music and the marching band and all the things that all the rites of this season that make it fun. There was a guy at work today was eating an apple, and I asked him if it was Gala or Honeycrisp, because Honeycrisp are in season and they taste like fall, that sweet sour flavor that we love. Whereas the Gala still tastes like a normal apple. But this guy, he's like, no, I got this from a tree. He picked it at an orchard over the weekend. He went apple picking, and so I'm like, enjoy, man. You're going to have a great time. Another thing, I just love eating great apples. So, yeah, we got to definitely get out and pick some off the tree if we can.
So, hey, did we miss what's the one they have out at Retzer every year, the Apple Festival? Is that passed already?
That might have passed, but I think you could still go to Retzer and pick some from the tree, I think. But yeah, you know, I don't get the Retzer enough. I tried doing a standing like Friday thing when I, because I usually work from home on Fridays, and I'm always looking for people that if they're on lunch break or something to do, you know, to kind of do a little hike through Retzer, especially with the changing of this, when the trees are changing color and everything. That's really, it's a great time to be out there.
It's fantastic in the fall out there.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have to figure out meeting out there for lunch, maybe, and bring your guitar or something, you know, like
there
you go. Or do we'll a video. Retzer. Yeah. Yeah. So, but, so yeah, so Ken was talking about his band in the first segment. You do a lot of the work yourself in terms of the composition, but you do have a band that you perform with when you're doing it live, correct? Or and some occasions
sometimes
the production, yeah. Sure. And you also have a studio in your own home, right?
I do. Yeah, this is my studio that I'm in right now. So it's my humble studio. So yeah, my control room here has got my that picture that I kind of tried to get that for years from, there was a furniture store in downtown Waukesha for many years, run by this lady named Dawn. I don't remember the name of it, but she had it. I wanted it for years, but it was like $300. And finally she was closing down the stores and I got it from her for $50. And so it's been hanging in my studio for like the last 7 or 8 years.
And it shows our age, cause we get the significance of it, you know, like when the station would tune out for the night, or if there were like technical difficulties, like that would come on either that or the Bug Races. So yeah, that's a pretty cool.
I don't know if anyone can see it, but yeah, I've got a control room over there with the drums in it, and it's not too brightly lit up. And I've got another Hollywood, nice. With all my guitar amps and a couple guitars hanging around the walls. And
whatnot. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The guitars look great. So, Ken, I'm not one for inviting myself to people's houses. Actually, I am, but you know, if we can get Max to come to Waukesha, we might have to do a podcast from your studio there.
Yeah, come on over. You were to my house years ago, right? You brought your son over for, I think,
that's one of my when he was very little. Then. Yeah, he was like three then. Yeah, so it's been a long time. So yeah, we definitely got to
get there.
Yeah, let's do it. Count me in. So, but yeah, we also have to one of these Thursdays. I know, like this Thursday's. Probably is tough for me, but we have to get over to Music Success because they do kind of an open mic thing, and you could just go up and gig there and be neat to watch and meet some of the other guys there. And it's just a fun night to fun way to kind of promote that mission and meet other people that like to play music or like to listen to it like me.
And that's down in New Berlin, right?
Yeah, it's where it's in the what they call the Burgharts Plaza now, and the city of New Berlin has like their fitness center there too. But yeah, it used to be the big Walmart Plaza, and then Walmart closed, and Burgharts took up a lot of that space and did some really cool things with it, that they were able to have like indoor practices there and stuff and batting cages. And but yeah, Music Success, it is a music store. Like you could buy something like that painting you had back. They sell LPs and CDs and guitars and other and amps, and like, you know, it's a lot of used stuff that gets donated to them, but the proceeds all go towards supplying free guitars and free guitar lessons to anybody dealing with trauma or PTSD. Pat Nedesheim, the co-founder, was one of the co-founders of Guitars for Vets, which that was the original mission, serving vets with guitars and guitar lessons. And that's gone global. And Pat always had a vision for expanding that mission to include anybody. Like, when you think of first responders or building trades people, anybody in the building trades, you know, there are high rates of that. Or just normal people dealing with depression, anxiety, PTSD, and Guitars for Vets. I think the leadership or the rest of the leadership kind of wanted to stay true to the concept. And so they had kind of a happy, you know, parting of the ways. And so Ken is now like kind of, he's created Music Success to provide those kind of services to anybody dealing with really any type of mental health crisis. So, and then they have that little store there and like a kind of an impromptu stage where they do like live, you know, like Thursday's open mic. So we'll have to meet out there. One of those, we'll have to figure out a day.
I would love to. And I like I told you, I think a couple of days ago, I met them at Summerfest when I was playing.
As you said, you met Pat. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a tent out there. So, and they invited me out to the Thursday night thing. So yeah, maybe you and I will have to make the trip down there as well.
That'll be
so
great. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll be the first to admit, like I've certainly had my plenty of challenges with on the mental health side of the world, you know, my life. So
you're not alone. Yeah.
So, so very, very happy to go and support their mission and
fantastic.
And learn more about what they're all about.
That's great. Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
You know, and that kind of reminds me, Don, I also have a song that kind of deals with the mental health topic. That's, you know, centers around that depression topic. So maybe the next time I come on, I've been meaning to record the song for years. Maybe the next time I come on with you, I'll have that recorded and we can play it.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. No, I think that'd be really neat. And maybe we do one better. We also organize a gig that has radio coverage. And cause I know Civic Media, our the parent company that makes this podcast possible. They have a MaxSync radio on Saturdays, which usually it's a lot of like live Madison bands, but they've been to Waukesha before. And, the founder of MaxSync Radio, Rocker, is from Waukesha.
He's got family here, and he's from here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, his brother owns that vinyl store right there on the Five Points. So, yeah. And I guess parents still live right across the street from Waukesha South where they went to high school.
Yeah, so. I think so. And Rocker's just a good cat. Like I've known him for many, many years in all my musical adventures, in the MaxSync days. And
I miss him.
Yeah. So he's,
I don't
he's,
see him as much as I used to, but yeah,
he's a good guy.
He sure is. Yeah. So, well, terrific. Yeah. So we got a lot of planning to do.
Yeah.
So, how's everything else going for you in Waukesha life? What's new? Like what have you been paying attention to in Waukesha, or what are some of the,
do you want me dirty? Do you want all the good stuff?
Let's start with the good news, and then we'll talk about the needs for improvement.
Needs for improvement. You know what, Waukesha? I would say, I've lived here now for going on 20 years.
I'd say longer than me. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of become strange because I can't go anywhere without running into people I know, which I think drives my kids nuts because I'm always there, chatting with people. But it's kind of cool, when you talk about the high school thing on Friday nights, I actually went away to a boarding school for high school.
I remember,
So for me, the whole concept of being in town in the community of the football games and running into people was kind of an odd thing. And truthfully, right before I went to high school, I moved to Wisconsin from Detroit, right? So I spent a lot of my growing up life not knowing anyone. So being here for a long time and getting to know people and feel like community is like amazing to me. And my kids have had a very fortunate, good experience in the Waukesha schools in their time that they've been in it. So, that's my plug for Waukesha. We got a lot of great musicians here too.
There's a great music tradition.
I always put a plug in for my guy Ben Janzo. He's a guitar instructor over at Outpost and Craig over there. Those are all fantastic guys, and they do so much for the community and teach all those kids that go into marching bands. So
I saw Danny Paulson
over there too. Yeah,
from Guitar Studio for Life. He's been doing that a long time.
Danny over there. So just some really great musicians. I can go on for 10 minutes just naming off musicians.
Have you met Erin McGroovy yet?
What's that?
Have you met Erin McGroovy?
No.
She's great. Yeah, she was tending bar at Nice Ash Cigar Bar. Now she's tending bar at Hannon's because they're Nice Ash is closed for some renovations or something like that. But Erin's a one person solo act. She'll have other people play with her, but she got to play at Summerfest at the same time I think you were there.
Cool.
And she's engaged to Pat Hannon from the Hannon's Bar. He's like the owner's son or grandson or something like that. But she's a good egg. And she's good. She did she played that Les Paul birthday party, and her encore was her last song was a cover of Led Zeppelin's Thank You from the Led Zeppelin 2 album. I'd never heard anyone do a cover of that before, and she killed it. So that was really neat. I love, my idea, especially coming from the Irish pub tradition, is organizing a bunch of different musicians in a bar, in a pub, and just kind of jamming. And it could start out with traditional Irish music, or it could just be rock, but I think if you have different artists from different genres, you could really do some world music, some really fun type of stuff. And I remember when I was at that same company in Evanston, Illinois, after I managed Irish pub, I was managing the steakhouse that had live jazz, and we had really good local, amazing people I know that played with Wilbur, or that played with Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. And this one guy used to play trumpet all the time was Herbie Hancock's teacher as a kid, really neat people. But this one jazz band, it was the Red Holt Quartet. Red Holt was the original drummer for the Ramsey Lewis Trio. Wow. And he had a sax player named Duke Payne Jr. And he, for one song, he break out the Scottish Highland bagpipes. This old, heavy set African-American gentleman from the south side of Chicago. And he was playing it to jazz, and it worked. It was really cool. It was like
Jazz bagpipes. Nice.
You wouldn't think of it, but it was like, wow, that's really cool. So every time he came to play, I'd always beg. I'd say, Duke, you going to play the bagpipes? And he's like, I don't know, man. My back is hurting me because, you know, that's a lot of pressure on your back. But he'd always deliver, and it was always really cool.
Cool.
So, but I think that's the beauty of music, like getting like people together, like on a social level or a casual level, and just jamming. And I think that could be fun to do. That could, you know, it could be a fun Friday Night Live thing too. Have a dedicated section. It's like a big session, you know?
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that in the future. I've been trying to get a hold of those folks to do Friday Night Live. That looks like a fun event.
Yeah. If not, we'll do our own. We'll do a block party or somewhere.
Yeah, I got an idea. We'll talk outside of this, but I got an idea for a few things.
Sounds great. And again, Ken is the founder of Ska Appleton. Does that still go on? Because I knew it. You stopped it, and then you brought it back. And
yeah, so and I'll be careful. I'm not the founder. It was actually founded by the student music group at Lawrence University. But
you made it happen.
I helped them make it happen for several years, and then I took it over because the university dumped it. And that's a long story. And then eventually I went broke doing it and then turned it over. Another gentleman resurfaced it, a gentleman named John Sobey from Appleton. So, he's been cranking with it for the last 3-4 years. And it's a cool event. If you get up to Appleton around like Mother's Day time frame.
Mother's Day weekend, right? Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, in May. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild, wild party. It's a good time.
Do you think there's an appetite for ska in Waukesha? I think there could be.
I don't know. You know, I used to play in the band Something to Do, which they're still a band. They're still out there and they're amazing. Yeah. We used to play in Waukesha quite a bit back, you know, but that was probably 10 years ago and it always went well. So yeah, it was maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that the genre hasn't been as big as it is, say like reggae or other like genres. I mean, I know there's a cult following, but you'd figure it'd have more of a pop presence.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, there's that blow up like in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Late 90s, that, you know, with Real Big Fish and,
yeah,
you know, Less Than Jake, the Mighty Mighty Boston's, all those bands.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's remained under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still there, though.
It's still there, and there's still a bunch of ska festivals all over the country. There's, you know, Supernova and a few others out there.
Yeah, yep. No doubt. So when, I know to see Ken play, to see the Black and Blue Hearts, you go to the blackandbluehearts.com.
Yep.
And it's all spelled out. And then, but do you know off the top of your head when your next gig is? Or do you have anything planned or scheduled? Or
I know I have one. Give me one second here. I have one in October. You guys can't see my screen, can you?
Nope.
Let's see if I can pull this up with everything on the screen. I've got, here we go, shows. I've got one in October 22nd in Wanakee. And then I've got one on November 14th in Milwaukee at MKE Ultra.
MKE Ultra on November 14th, you said?
November 14th is my next local-ish gig. So like I said, but I populate it as gigs come up. But I'll probably only have, you know, a handful before the end of the year at this point, and then I'll start working on next year.
Well, then that might give us more time to, you know, catch up, you know, and grab a beer, go see some music
I'm thinking about around the weekend of January 17th doing a show in Waukesha, so keep an eye open for that, because that's my birthday.
Which week is that again? December 17th, you said?
January
17th. January. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, before I forget, Ken, since you're from Detroit originally, I got free media passes to the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest
in
Milwaukee. And the headliner on that, it was just the Friday night, was Mitch Ryder. Nice. Mitch and the Detroit Wheel. And you know, he's 80 years old, but it was still like my wife, who didn't really know much about him, like she had a really great time because she recognized a lot of the music. And, you know, he told a lot of stories, which were just mesmerizing. And when we have more time, I'll tell you more about that. But I'm really glad I got to see him perform, and to say that I got to see Mitch Ryder. And I knew that you would appreciate that because Detroit is also a great music tradition. So that's we'll have to have you back on again and talk about some of the great music influences in our lives. And
I would love to.
Yeah. So, well, I want to thank Ken for your gift of time and for sharing of your musical gifts.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And good luck with the big Waukesha West event on Sunday, the Fox River Invitational. Did I get that right?
Yep.
At Waukesha West. And you know, please remember, especially as September winds down, that good mental health is everybody's right. Safety is everybody's responsibility. Yep, absolutely. And I want to thank my producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who always does an amazing job. And again, I want to thank Kenny Machieski of Kenny of the Black and Blue Hearts for gracing us tonight. And I wish you all a great week and a beautiful fall. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer and see ya!